Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Pakistan is setting up a national crypto council to foster legislation and join global efforts on cryptocurrency frameworks. Meanwhile, the FBI has called on the crypto community to track and block the laundering of $1.5 billion stolen from Bybit, allegedly by North Korean hackers. Bitcoin has seen its largest price slide since the FTX debacle, dropping 12.6% in 3 days due to tighter fiat liquidity and macroeconomic concerns. Analysts warn it could fall further, but regulatory clarity might help stabilize the market. The cryptocurrency market is facing a tough week with major tokens like Ether and Ripple dropping 5%, mirroring US equity losses. However, Aptos saw a 10% rise after registering an ETF in Delaware. CoreWeave plans a $4 billion IPO, aiming for a $35 billion valuation. This move aligns with the trend of crypto-related firms going public. Their data center expansion with Core Scientific led to an 11% stock surge. In the regulatory arena, the Senate's Digital Assets Subcommittee held its first hearing, prioritizing stablecoin legislation. Former CFTC Chair Timothy Massad urged focusing on stablecoins while deferring market structure laws. Meanwhile, the SEC has closed its investigation into Gemini, prompting criticism from Cameron Winklevoss over lost productivity and legal costs. Bybit and Safe Custody dispute blame for a $1.5 billion hack attributed to the Lazarus Group. Safe Custody claims the breach was due to a compromised developer machine, while Bybit's review found no system vulnerabilities. Ethereum's Pectra upgrade launched on the Holsky testnet but faced issues. The upgrade aims to enhance wallet smart contracts and increase validator stake limits. The next test is set for the Sepolia testnet in early March. Marathon Digital warns that Bitcoin miners relying on grid power will face challenges post-2028 halving due to rising energy costs. The company is diversifying into AI and high-performance computing to maintain profitability. In legal updates, the SEC, Tron Foundation, and Justin Sun requested to pause their fraud case, hinting at a possible resolution. Also, the US Appeals Court upheld the dismissal of the Uniswap class action suit, agreeing that it's illogical to hold a platform liable for third-party misuse. Alexei Andreyunin, founder of Gotbit, has been extradited to the US on charges of market manipulation. His firm allegedly manipulated token prices, earning tens of millions of dollars. The US House Ways and Means Committee is advancing efforts to reverse an IRS rule on DeFi tax, with the resolution requiring approval from Congress and the President. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has hired Tyler Williams from Galaxy Digital for crypto policy advice, coinciding with plans for a sovereign wealth fund potentially involving digital assets. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan announced plans for a stablecoin, contingent on congressional legalization. Stablecoins have processed over $33 trillion recently, outperforming traditional payment networks. Despite federal support for crypto, state regulators continue active enforcement. New York's Attorney General has been particularly proactive, highlighting ongoing state-level regulatory activity. The UK has introduced a crime and policing bill to enhance court powers in retrieving crypto assets from criminal activities, extending methods for asset valuation and confiscation. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.